over a growing number of cases that remain unresolved. In this respect, we have noted the press release by several special procedures mandate holders and UN experts on 14 March 2024, renewing their call to the Chinese authorities to investigate the circumstances that led to the death in detention of Cao Shunli, who had been detained on her way to Geneva to attend a session of this council over 10 years ago. In previous statements, we have raised the case of Egyptian human rights lawyer Ebrahim Medwali Hegazi, who remains arbitrarily detained and whose situation has been addressed by several mandate holders and treaty bodies. And even after the release from prison, reprisals might continue, as the case of Saudi women human rights defender Lucien El-Hedloul shows, who still is subjected to an arbitrary travel ban after several years of detention for cooperating with the UN. Furthermore, we share concerns about systematic legal impediments to the engagement with the UN, including concerns raised by the High Commissioner and special procedures in relation to the Safeguarding National Security Ordinance in Hong Kong. We welcome any good practices outlined in the report and call on states to carefully look at the recommendations. I thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Mr. Ambassador of Ireland, you have the floor.